referring to a person.
Georgia Cracker.
All right, Georgia Cracker. Have you ever heard of a redneck referring to a person? Redneck. Not familiar
no.
with that. All right, a child who's born of mixed parents, is there any term? A child that's born with mixed parents? Black and white?
Yeah, mulatto, isn't it?
All right. Is there any derogatory term that you call them? You look down on them and you call them that. They're white and black mixed.
Yeah, I can't think of the name of it.
Okay. If you call a man you worked for, what would you call a man that you worked for?
The boss.
All right. If you were black, what would you call him? In the old days,
oh,
when they had slaves on the plantations, what did they call the man they worked for?
Their master.
All right, master, yes. White people who aren't well off and don't have much, what did you call them? You said it before. Poor white, what?
Trash.
All right, poor trash. What do niggers call the poor white people? Any term that you think of?
Poor white folks.
All right. What do you call a person who's from the mountains?
Mountaineer.
All right. Somebody who lives in the country and doesn't know anything about anything in the town. He's really from way back in the country. What would you call him?
Hillbilly.
It's not quite midnight, and somebody asks you what time it is, you might say, well, it's not quite midnight yet, but it's
almost midnight.
Alright. If you slip and catch yourself, you might say, this is a dangerous place.
I am afraid.
Well, if you nearly fell, and you say, this is a dangerous place,
almost fell.
If somebody's waiting for you to get ready so you can go out with them, and he calls you, he says, hey, will you be ready soon? You say, I'll be with you in
a minute.
All right. Or
in a few minutes.
All right. If you know you're on the right road but you aren't sure of the distance, you ask somebody, how
far is it?
If you're pointing out something nearby, you say to somebody, you want to point it out, you say what?
Look here.
All right, if you go, you want to know how many times, you might say, do you go to town?
How often do you go to town?
All right, you agree with the friend when he says, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to vote for that guy, you say, you're agreeing with him. And he says, I'm not going to do that. And you say, well,
I'm not either.
All right. What part of the head am I pointing to?
The forehead.
All right. When you go to the barber, you have him cut your
hair.
And a man, if he hasn't shaved, he's probably grown a
beard.
Alright. Where did the storekeeper keep his pencil when he wasn't using it?
Behind his ear.
Alright. Now, which ear?
Right ear, I guess.
Okay. If he was what?
If he's right-handed.
Alright, if he were?
Left-handed, it'd be in his left ear.
Okay. If somebody's mumbling, you might say, take that chewing gum out of your
mouth.
All right, you got a chicken bone stuck in his
throat.
You wear a tie around your